episode 1654, How to Get to the Finish Line.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy every day. It is a brand new week, and I hope that you are coming off an extraordinary weekend. Now you get an opportunity to reset. It's Mindset Monday, How to Get to the Finish Line. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, take a deep breath. I am finally not driving. Yes, it has been a very long weekend for me and my husband, and then our youngest. We went up north to move my daughter's stuff kind of out of the house. It's, oh my goodness, I'm going to have so many stories to tell you. And then we also are moving our son back down south. Actually, not back down. He hasn't been down. So he's coming down south here to start his new life and career. And we are so excited. And I just got to tell you, I am tired. I am so tired and I'm ready for a reset. Monday Mindset is going to be a reset. When you want to reach your goal, you must learn how to get to the finish line because, of course, quitting isn't an option. You have a goal, you have a dream. Reaching those are always the focus. So why are you so quick to throw in the towel when things get tough? Boy, did we want to throw in the towel this past weekend. Boy, were we tired. Lifting furniture, moving things, taking things down from the attic. I don't know how many stairs we climbed. Maybe my watch knows, but I do not. All I know is that I haven't stopped moving since Friday. And guess what? I'm still moving. As you're probably listening to this, I'm just now finishing up emptying out the trailer again with all of my son's stuff. Oh my goodness. Yet, all throughout these last 4 days, including today, there have been times that I'm like, why am I doing this? And my body's going, yeah, why are you doing this? You're hurting. These muscles are sore. The mind's going, you're stupid. Why are you doing this? Our mind questions a lot. You were created with a burning purpose. Some days it's easy to live them out. Other days you want to quit. If quitting is so attractive, let's look at why we do it. Our mind and body are in search of what we know. Habits are a preferred way of life. So if you enjoy the couch, then when you're trying to do things that do not involve the couch, just sitting down, not doing much of anything, your body's going to be like, whoa, wait a minute, put on the brakes. Your mind's going, I'm not going down there. That looks scary to me. And all of these thoughts begin to flood your mind. Then what happens? Your body chemically begins to react to these thoughts. All of a sudden, the brakes are being put on all naturally. And you're going like, but I don't want to just sit on the couch. I want to do something different. When change is introduced, your mind begins to look for ways to escape the mission. Abort, abort. Go to what you know, the mind echoes loudly. But for most of us, the mind's motto doesn't serve our goals or dreams. It doesn't serve our life. How do you get to the finish line when everything is working against you? Well, you got to play the tricks. Reverse psychology. That is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Play the tricks. Some would say you've heard the saying, right? It's all in the cards. So play the tricks. Wrap what is new in what is old. Now that's new to you also, right? So think about that for a moment. Wrap what is new in what is old. This whole past weekend, if I would have sat still long enough, I might have gotten a little bit emotionally entangled in what was going on. Let me explain. My daughter is moving out completely. She took all of her stuff. We do not have anything. Now, we may have a few little things still that are hers that probably got packed in another box from multiple moves. But as a whole, she has everything that she wants. All of her furniture, all of her knickknacks, all of her books, all of her scrubs, everything, she has it. She's building her life. She's starting on a brand new path. Now, this mama could have sat down and went, oh my gosh, my daughter, she's entering a new stage of life. She's getting married. She's starting her family, her journey now. Not that she hasn't been on one, but it's one now that what? There's a fork in the road and she's got to take it. It's either, am I going to keep living with my family and doing my thing, or is it time for me to start my own family, my own career, my own life? There's a fork in the road. Well, she took it. Well, I could have gotten all like emotional and sobbing and crying and being happy and glad. And I thought, no, I think I'm just going to dance a little. Why? Well, for me, I'm actually ecstatic for her. I love the idea that she gets to go out and live her dreams. Am I going to miss her seeing her every day? Of course I am. But that doesn't mean that I still cannot enjoy her stages of life. But my mind and body may be saying, ooh, 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 you want to hold on to that, right? It's what you know, because that's what's close to you. The mind wants to say, ah, come on, keep it close to me. Go to what you know. But for me personally, I was like, no. I want her to go enjoy the newness. My son, he's done, graduated. Now he's coming south to start a new career, his new life. And we're helping him transition, getting all of his stuff from up north and bringing it all down so he can move into his place. It's exciting. Yet I know that for him, it's tough. And as a mom, I could have gotten all wrapped up in his stuff and been like, oh, son, I know you're going to miss your friends. And I know this is all you've known for the last 8.5 years of your life. And now you're like, I don't know, you have to blossom into something else. You have to go and search out a new church and new friends and meet new people at work. You're starting a whole new life. But it was just a fork in the road. Now, for me, I've been practicing this for a very, very long time. Change. I've been moving my entire life. Change is normal to me. So for my mind and body, it's a habit. It comes a little easier. For others, they'd be like, oh, I can't do this, man. And your eyes are all watering, all that. And it's not that I didn't think about that. But it's more important that I was there to support them in their decisions. You see, when we are wanting something, we're living out our dreams or our goals. And this could be anything from something humongous, like marriage, a brand new career, starting a business, having a baby, whatever it is. It could be something big, or it could be something, I want to lose 20 pounds. Now that's big, yes. Is it life-changing? Yes, but it's completely different, of course. But we all have different dreams and goals. But what is the same about it across the board is your body and your mind wants to stick to what it knows. It doesn't want the change. And when that change occurs, it's like, whoa, hold on a minute. And see, my body was responding to that. My mind was too. It was like, oh, you're tired. You are tired. You just need to sit down on those steps. You don't need to walk them anymore. You need to sit your butt down. Maybe you need to sleep a little bit longer. Yesterday morning, we were getting up. It was Sunday, you know, getting up, making time to come back down south. My son's still finishing things up north. And so it was just our youngest, G-Man, and then my husband and I. And we got to get back to going full speed ahead on Monday. So we have to drive back. Yet, we didn't get to bed until like 1-2 o'clock in the morning on Sunday. Our goal was to get out and get moving by 7. Do you think that happened? No, it didn't. But did we finally make it home? Oh, yes, we did. What we did was we changed a few things. We wrapped what is new in what is old. So let's break that down to see what it really looks like, because I know maybe I'm just rambling a little bit. I am tired. It has been a very long weekend, and now I'm trying to reset for Monday, so reset with me here. So when you're going to play the tricks, wrapping what is new in what is old, number one, you have to stay the course. The worst thing you can do is quit. So don't do it. I guarantee you that there are more people out there that quit what they want to achieve before they achieve it. They flat out quit it. If that is a passion within you, why would you give it up? Now, some people would say, well, because I don't have enough money. I don't have enough time. There's excuses, right? Yeah, you can give me all the excuses you want. But if it's something that you desire, that you know is a part of who you are and who God created you to be, then why give it up? Don't. Stay the course. And when you stay the course, then number two, you can adjust when needed. When you are in real time, make adjustments. Yesterday, we made adjustments. We wanted to leave at 7 o'clock in the morning, but my body said, oh no. And I was the one going to drive 12 hours back down south. And my husband thought, if she's going to bed at 2 o'clock in the morning, she needs more than just 4 hours of sleep. We got to make it home alive. Plus, she's pulling the trailer, so we need her healthy. So maybe we'll back it a little bit. Yeah, we did. We backed it up about 2.5 hours. And guess what? We got home. Not exactly when we wanted to, but did we get home safely? Yes. Adjust when needed. Change what doesn't work. Change what doesn't serve you. The best thing you can do is make a change or an adjustment while in motion. It's much easier to steer a moving vehicle than it is to steer one that isn't moving at all. Try it sometime. It just is, right? Call it physics, call it common sense, but is it common practice? No, it's not. Because what comes in? Oh, this little fear angel comes sitting on your shoulder. Kind of sounds weird calling it a fear angel because it goes against us. But that's what happens. And all of a sudden we begin to go, whoa, the mind says what? No, no, no. Go to what you know. This is not good. So instead, wrap what is new and what is old and adjust when needed. You can do this. And finally, number three, take aim. Action ignites motivation. Keep going. You got this. Yes, you may have to slow down a little bit. I was pulling a trailer this entire weekend from when we started on Friday until we ended. Actually, it hasn't ended yet because I haven't returned the trailer yet. It won't end until after that trailer has been unhitched for me. So I still have to make adjustments. And on that trailer, there are some things, you know, our first load was, it's probably about half heavy. Our second load was double the load, very heavy. And when I take it back, it's going to be empty. That doesn't mean, though, that as I'm driving and doing things, that all of a sudden I just stop and say, whoa, this doesn't feel right. I'm not used to this. No, we have to adjust. We make changes, but we still what? Take aim. Action ignites motivation. You keep going. You stay the course. What is it in your life that you are going, I'm done? You're ready to throw in the towel. You're like, I can't do this anymore. You're tired. Maybe you do have that little fear angel sitting on your shoulder saying, Your mind is playing tricks on you. It wants to go to where it knows. So come on, use your reverse psychology. Play tricks on your mind. Wrap what is new in what is old. This is something that takes a lot of practice. And I got to tell you, I've had a lot of practice. And most of it, yeah, think about it. When I've had to move so many times from an infant to where I am now, it's funny, my husband, I told him driving back yesterday, I said, you know what? You're making some changes in your life. And Every time you make changes, we always have to move. I said, this time we're not moving. However, we're moving our children instead. And he just giggled. He goes, yep, I guess so. And we did. We moved two of them. It was like moving one complete full house. Because it was one was a two-bedroom apartment. The other one was a two-bedroom apartment. You put them together. You got a four-bedroom house. Yeah. We moved a lot of stuff. And that was just like a year ago, give or take a few months, that we were doing this whole process again. Life doesn't have to slow down. You don't have to give up on your goals and dreams. You do, however, need to make some changes. And that change is going to come with what? Friction from your mind and body. So if you want help with that, click on the link, take AIM in the show notes. I have a gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. Let's begin to set up what you're wanting to accomplish for success. Allow me to champion beside you so you can begin to figure out, okay, this is the next step. This is where I need to stay the course. This is where I can adjust. And you know what? I can see the finish line now. Click on that link and that will begin our conversation. When you're looking at reverse psychology, when it comes to, you know, switching it up, you know, you got to be kind of smarter than the mind. The brain is fascinating and we don't even use enough of it. But the thing is, it can play the tricks on us before we play the tricks on it. So as you're going through your life, as you go through your day into your goals and your dreams, whatever you're aiming for, remember that one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Nothing happens overnight. It takes time. It takes consistency. So play the tricks. Wrap what is new in what is old. Stay the course. You got this. Because ultimately, you were created on purpose. So go out today and create your now. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.